Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We are grateful to be here once again at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We're grateful to see this beautiful day, this Tuesday, the fourth day of May 2021. It's such a blessing to be able to get up in the morning and be able to move about and do the things that we do and to give God praise, to just honor him. That's the main thing that we are excited about, is to be able to honor the Lord with our praise, to just give him the glory that he deserves. And so this morning we're just going to get started here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and I'm glad that you have joined us this day and you're going to be blessed, and we're blessed by your presence. We know that in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we have the liberty to do the will of the Father. at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Must Jesus bear his cross alone, and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. So Lord God Almighty, we just praise you this morning. We appreciate you, Father, because you are so good, you're so great, and you are so wonderful. You're the best thing, oh God, that anybody could know. You're the best thing, oh God, in this world, and just to know you is to love you, and to love you is to keep your commandments. So we thank you, Father, today because you loved us first. You loved us enough to send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He gave his life, yes, so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, that you did come to this earth. You bore those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. And we're grateful that you hung there in all the pain and the shame, and then you hung your head and died. You went down into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So we're grateful today, Jesus, for you being victorious, and because of your victory, we have the victory over Satan. We have the victory over all things, oh God, because Jesus, you gave us power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us. So we thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for loving us enough to give your life, to come here to this earth, and to even send the gift of the Holy Ghost when you left this earth realm. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. We say, have your way in this place. Have your way, O Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us into our prayers this morning. Lead us, O God, each and every day. As we follow you, Lord, we know that we will be just fine. As we follow the prompting of the Holy Ghost, oh God, everything will be all right. Everything is already all right through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are forgiven and we realize we must die daily to sin. There is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, but we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise up against the flesh and keep us in right relationship with you, oh Father. My God, I just pray for each and every person who comes to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries and all the ministries around the world, oh God. We just pray, God, today and thank you for every ministry that you have placed in this earth realm, oh God, that we will continue to do your will, Father, that we will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. So we do thank you, Lord, today for salvation that is free to anyone who wants to be saved, oh God. Anybody can come and ask for forgiveness, except anybody who has blasphemed the Holy Ghost. But we pray, God, today for those, oh God, who are out there in the depths of despair, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth. We know that the truth will make them free, oh God. They will be free to serve you, God. They will be free from the bondages and clutches of Satan. Oh, my God, there are many strongholds out there. There are witches, warlocks, and wizards who are out there putting spells on people. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, oh God. We do realize, oh God, that there are people who can do things, oh God, but we have the authority of your word, God. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us and protects our families, oh God. My God, I pray and thank you, God, today as you draw the people that they will heed your voice. They will hear the call, Lord, your clarion call to come unto you, oh God. All ye that are burdened and heavy laden, that they will find rest in you, Lord. They will find rest. Many people are weary, oh God, in all they're doing, all the things that they're going through. So we pray for the spirit of salvation this morning. We pray that it shall be released across this land. We pray that people across the world, God, will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Lord, we thank you so much for this time of prayer and fellowship. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah and amen. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Right now, what I want to do is just get the names of those who are here. If you are not able to pray, just stay listening, and we won't call on you to pray this morning. If you'll just go ahead and give your names right now, that would be so lovely.
Good morning, Sister Juanita. God bless you.
All right. Good morning, Sister Juanita. What did you say at the end?
God bless you, my sister. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. I know your voice is pretty soft. Sometimes I can't hear very well, but God bless you too. Thank you for being here. Who else is out there?
Good morning.
It's Chris.
Thank you. Listening in a tune-in.
Okay. Good to hear you, Sister Chris, and our Pastor Scholastica. God bless both of you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I miss you.
Okay, Sister Gladys, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor. I am also here.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Marcella is here.
Okay, Sister Marcella, good to hear your voice this morning. And I believe I heard Sister Yvonne's voice. God bless you both.
Good morning, listen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's continue our prayers today. We're going to ask our sister one, Evangelist Juanita, to lead us off, and then we ask Sister Marcella, and then Apostle Horsley. Will you pray in that order today? Amen.
Sure. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain. Flow to all a healing stream. Flow from Calvary's mountain. Lord, thank you, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this privilege and opportunity that you have given us to come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God. Lord God, to thank you, to praise you, to honor, and to worship you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God, and cast and release every burden and every care upon you, Lord God, because we know that you care for us, Lord God. Father God, we bless your name this morning, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God. Lord God, because you tell us through your word, Lord God, that morning by morning, new mercies we see. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are recipients of your mercies day by day as we come to you, Lord God, as we wake up, Lord God, and experience a new day. It's only because of you, your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Lord God, for this, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we've been out of seeking our doors. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that we are continually made aware, Lord God, that we, Lord God, have an adversary, Lord God, that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, Lord God, that comes to distract and to frustrate, Lord God, that comes, Lord God, to wear us down and wear us out, Lord God. But, Father God, in spite, Lord God, of all his tricks, Lord God, of all he does, Lord God, we keep looking up to you, Lord God. Lord God, we keep looking to you, Lord God, up to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing our help comes from you who made heaven and earth, that you would not suffer our foot to be moved. Lord God, we keep coming to you, Lord God, because you tell us, Lord God, that great is he that resides in us than he that's in the world, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We come to you, Lord God, because you do tell us, Lord God, that in this life we will have trials, Lord God. But you have told us to be of good cheer, Lord God, because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has overcome, and we will also overcome in him, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask you this morning, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to give us, Lord God, the strength, Lord God, to keep looking to you, Lord God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord God, to stand on your word, Lord God, because you tell us, Lord God, that your word will not return unto you void, Lord God. But, Lord God, we have to, Lord God, spend time with you and in your word, Lord God, in order for us, Lord God, to speak your word, to study your word, and to recite your word, Lord God. Lord God, over, Lord God, the things and the issues that may arise up in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for the power and authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. In spite of things that we may go through, in spite of what's happening in our lives and around the world, Lord God, you have still given us power and authority, Lord God. So, Father God, we bless your name, Lord God, that we can come together, Lord God, that we can encourage each other, Lord God, that we can lift up the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we can remind each other of your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for Lord God, my brothers and sisters, Lord God, that's on the prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for my brothers and sisters, Lord God, throughout this world, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for those, Lord God, that will not bow down, Lord God, but that will stand up for you, Lord God. Lord, I ask you this morning, Lord God, that you arise in our lives, Lord God, and that every enemy be scattered. Arise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, even as we're going through, Lord God, remind us of a word from your word, Lord God, that we can stand on when we're going through, Lord God, when we're being attacked, Lord God. Lord God, when we're being discouraged and frustrated, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to remind us of a word from your word, Lord God, that we can stand on, Lord God. Lord God, that we can honor more DC can have those that we can know, Lord God. Lord God, that we serve, Lord God, a living God, Lord God, that the risen Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became the living Word, Lord God, has given us a word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we can stand on, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that they beneath feet cannot do so. Lord God, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who gave his life a ransom for us. Lord God, at the cross, Lord God, he gave his life a ransom, Lord God. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves, but because of what he's done, Lord God. Lord God, we are able, Lord God. Lord God, we are able, Lord God, to overcome the obstacles and the things that arise up in our life, Lord God. Lord God, so I just thank you this morning, Lord God, for the opportunity and the privilege you've given us, Lord God, to bless your name, to come to you, to petition you, to call up and to cry out to you, Lord God, to say, Lord God, that we trust you, Lord God, with all our hearts, and we will not lean on our own understanding. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that in all our ways we can acknowledge you, Lord God, because you will direct our paths, and you never, Lord God, direct us wrong, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I bless your name, and I ask, Lord God, that each person, Lord God, that comes, Lord God, to prayer before you, Lord God, that we come, Lord God, in faith, Lord God, even when our faith is weak, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, as you, Lord God, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that even we come and our faith is weak or lacking, Lord God, there's something that is said, Lord God, by the brothers and sisters, Lord God, that are in fellowship, Lord God, will encourage, Lord God, will enlighten, Lord God, will cause us, Lord God, to press on, Lord God, and to hold on to your unchanging hand, that will cause us, Lord God, to say, Lord God, hold on, brother, hold on, sister, because we serve a God that does not and cannot fail. We can do this together, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, for every way, every area, Lord God, that you, Lord God, encourage us and cause us, Lord God, to press on and to hold on, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, Lord God, for the cause of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your daughter, Lord God, just singing that song that at the cross, Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, that it was at the cross, Lord God, that what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us, Lord God, just caused us, Lord God, to be so blessed, Lord God, and so encouraged, Lord God, and so endued with power, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your love, which does not and cannot fail, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for your word, Lord God. Lord God, your word, Lord God. What you said, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand. Thank you for the living word, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that we can come together and encourage and pray one for another, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that as one of us has gone through, we all go through together, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for each and every family that's represented on this line, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, today, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to strengthen each and every one of us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to encourage and strengthen, Lord God, your daughter, Lord God, Pastor Darlene, Lord God, the facilitator of this line, Lord God. I ask you to strengthen, Lord God. Lord God, her, Lord God, and continue to give her encouragement, Lord God, and ideas, Lord God, that we can continue to hold on and to press on into you, Lord God. Thank you. I just thank you so much for what you're doing in every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for loving and blessing and keeping us. I thank you, Father God, most of all for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's what he's done. It's what he's doing, Lord God, sitting at your right hand, interceding for us, that causes us to be able to come before your throne of grace today and every day. So I thank you, I praise you, and I honor and worship you for who you are. Thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, Lord God, as we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. Thank you for your unfailing love. In Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we came to worship you this morning. We came to honor you. We came to lift up your powerful name, Father God. Thank you for life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you, Father God, that we know you go before us daily, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us when we are weak, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the peace that surpasses our own understanding. Thank you, God. You are good to us, Father God. You are Abba. You are Elohim. You are El Shaddai. You are our provider. You are our protector. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this day, another day to get it together, to pray one for another, to encourage, to be kind. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit within us, Father God. We desire to be Christ-like, Father in heaven. Remember those, Father God, who are broken in this world right now, Father God, how the virus has ravaged so many countries, Father, even here in the U.S. Father in heaven, we will stand on your word. We will continue to come before you and to lift up your powerful name. We will continue to send your name out in the atmosphere, Father God, because only you can turn things around. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the God who spoke to the star, the moon, the sun, the ocean, Father God. So you are the God who can do all things but fail. Father, we're going to keep trusting in your promises. They are true. Father in heaven, remember those who are in the hospital, those who are broken, those who are in bereavement right now, Father God. So many we have known personally, and those we don't know have laid loved ones to rest over the past 12 months. Oh, God of comfort, we will continue to send your name in their homes where they are lonely and broken, Father God. Oh, holy God, our El Shaddai, merciful Savior, thank you for what you're doing even on this prayer line, that we can come together daily in one accord, praying, God, and trusting in your word, Father God. I thank you, Father, for the peace that you send our way, even when the storms of life is raging, Father God, the peace that surpasses our own understanding. Thank you for those who will pray for us, those who will encourage us. Oh, Father God, replenish them, I pray thee, Father God. We trust you and we honor you, Holy Spirit. We desire to worship and bow only to you, Holy God. You are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity, merciful Savior. Thank you for this day. Thank you for every family represented here. Thank you for meeting needs. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for providing. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you have done and what you keep doing for us, because you never change, Father God. I bless you and I praise you, and I will forever honor you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We adore your name, O Lord God. Lord, it's morning by morning, Father, this new mercy we see, Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God. At the sound of that great name, O Lord God, every knee is bowed, Lord God, every tongue is confessed, O Lord God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, O Lord God. So we bless your name, O Lord God, and we praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for laying down last night, Lord God, early rising this morning, able to praise your holy and righteous name, Father. Lord God, you're the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God, the beginning and the end, O Lord God, the first and the last, O Lord God. So we praise you, Father, and we worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for you have blessed us this morning, O Lord God, and you have strengthened us, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above all names, O God, that the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee shall bow, Lord God. Every tongue shall confess, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless, O Lord God, us throughout this day, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Asking that you bless the wife, Father. You bless, O Lord God, that you would keep, O Lord God. Bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. All that came to prayer deliverance this morning, O Lord God, that you would touch individually and collectively, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to thank you, Lord God. We call you Abba Father, Lord God, because you are in heaven, O Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, O Lord God. We bless your name today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would continuously to bless us, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, God, and by your power, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless your people, Lord God, in a special way, O Lord God, during this trying time that we're going through, O Lord God. It seems, O Lord God, that the adversary is after us, O Lord God, in a special way, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I'm having trouble with this radio. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, by your power. Lord God, bless our children, newborn children, O Lord God. Ones, O Lord God, that were born between last night, prayer line, and this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Ask that you would bless the president of this United States, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, asking that you would bless marriages, O Lord God. We've been praying, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, and that you would touch, God, that you would keep, Lord, by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, realizing, Father, that there's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, O Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you today, O Lord God. We just came to worship you, praise you. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. Bless Rosalind, O Lord God. Let her recover me speedily in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that comes, O Lord God, so faithfully in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, O Lord God, that have been stricken, O Lord God, by this pandemic has affected their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you would move, O Lord God, by your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For God has spoken once and twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So God, we praise you, Lord God. We ask that you would send the anointed, O Lord God. Send the anointed, O Lord God, and make preaching and teaching easy this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Give everyone an attentive ear, O Lord God, that the word that we hear, Lord God, would not be stolen from them in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God, there's none greater than you. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, we which it deserves in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for you have blessed us, O Lord God, to see this day, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, Lord God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, which your name deserves, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, and amen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all these prayers. Thank God for the power of agreement, because as we are praying, we are in agreement with what is being spoken. We do realize that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And so there is power when we come together on one accord with our God. So right now what I'm going to do is go ahead and give some of this word that I have prepared. And I pray that everybody will be open to what thus says the Lord, that we will hear and receive and accept the word, because the word is food for our souls. And as we study and hear the word, we will grow in our spirit man. Just as we keep healthy and strong when we eat our natural food, we do the same with our spiritual food. So, Lord, I just pray as we go into this word that this word will be blessed and that we will all hear what thus says the Lord, that we will do your will, God, and we will rise up in you, God, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others around us. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so today we're going to be talking from, well, the scripture text is Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 21. And we're just going to be sharing that as a believer, we must forgive. And many times we talk about forgiveness because God placed it in the word. God has put it there for us to receive it into our hearts, and that we live this word. God gave his son, Jesus Christ himself, as he was on the cross and people were about to kill him. He forgave them in spite of that. And even when Stephen, when he was being stoned, he asked God to forgive those who were stoning him. So, you know, we as a body of Christ, we should have a spirit of forgiveness. And that is one of the things that we will be focusing on during our prayer and fasting this week. So we want to focus on that and ask the Lord to help us if there's anything in us that shouldn't be there, to take it out and strengthen us and help us to be those saints of God that God has called us to be. Because if we don't forgive, then one of the things that the word tells us is that our prayers will be hindered. So we don't want our prayers to be hindered. As children of God, we want to have the right relationship and the right motive in our lives. So here we're going to read Romans chapter 12, and I hope that as we're going through that you would maybe jot down some notes, some of the scriptures that verses that I will give, you can read them and just go over them again in your own private time and read, you know, just not only the verses that I give, but maybe the whole chapter, and just receive all that God is speaking to your heart during this time. So Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 21 says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil, providing things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." Verse 19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." Verse 21 says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So just to let us know, forgiveness is the foundation of our Christian faith. If we realize that without forgiveness, we would not have salvation by faith. If we had come to Jesus Christ and asked him to forgive us and he did not forgive us, then
where would we be? So even though forgiveness is at the very center of our faith, it is the one thing that some of us have the most difficulty in doing. And I'm speaking of Christians right now. Sometimes it seems as if some Christians have the hardest time forgiving. We have to have a mindset that if somebody offends us, we need to let it go. We need to ask them to forgive us or forgive them and keep it moving. Keep it going. Keep it going down the road. And we just have to see that God himself, when we think about forgiveness, first we see that God forgave us. When God forgave us of our sins, the Bible says that he remembered them no more. So here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 11, it says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." That's Hebrews 8 and 12. Hebrews 8 and 12. He will remember our sins no more. He's not going to be holding it over our heads like some of us may do. When God said that he will remember them no more, it means that they no longer exist. Only God has the ability to take away sins, and when he forgives us, our sins are actually removed. That is why the Jews said that Jesus blasphemed when he said, "Your sins are forgiven," as we see in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Matthew 9, verse 2 says, "And behold, they brought him to a, behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on the bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Instead of healing the man at that moment, he forgave his sins. That is what he decided to do. And the Pharisees, they said that he was blaspheming. But God has forgiven us. Jesus said that this man's sins were forgiven. And so when we come to be a part of the body of Christ, we ask for forgiveness, and he gives it to us. He forgives us of all the sins, all the stuff that we did when we were in our sins, everything that we could think of in our lives that we had done, whether it be lying, cheating, fornicating, adultery, gambling, pornography, just being good and not asking for forgiveness. There are people saying, "Well, I'm a good person," but you have not asked for forgiveness. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, so we were born with a sinful nature. So we have to come and ask God to forgive us. So since God has forgiven us, we must forgive others. And so when we forgive others, we don't remove the sin like God does, but we imitate God by refusing to remember the sin, by refusing to remember the offense. When we really forgive, it means that we will not bring it up to that person again. When you forgive somebody, you don't down the road say, "Well, you know, you did this to me, you did that." You don't bring that up again. A lot of times in marriages, these types of things happen. People regurgitate. They bring up those things that have hurt them. They bring it back up to the person. But when we really forgive, we will not continue to bring that stuff up. We will not keep it in our minds to dwell on it. You know, some people have hurt, and I can understand sometimes why a person seems like it's very hard for them to forgive somebody because of the deepness of the hurt. But the Lord tells us it doesn't matter how bad the offense was, we still need to forgive. We don't want to continue to bring it up. We don't want it in our minds dwelling on it. This sounds like an easy thing to do, but why do some of us have such a hard time doing it? That's the question. Why is it that we have such a hard time doing it? Sometimes a person may hurt you over and over again, may offend you over and over again. On our jobs, in our churches, when you're out and about, just people you don't even know can offend you. People you may see in the store just may be having a bad day, and they can offend you. In fact, sometimes there are people in the stores, and I'm not saying a Christian would do this, but or at a gas pump and get so angry they might start fighting or pull out a gun and shoot somebody because they have been offended. Offense can cause death, but we as a body of Christ, let the word of God minister to us. Let the spirit of God, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost and we allow God to just move in our lives, then we won't continue to hold on to things. We will not continue to be bitter because of things that have happened in the past. Sometimes it's hard for people to forgive because we want to punish those who hurt us. We want to punish them because they did something against us or something to offend us. So Romans 12 and 17, it says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things in the sight of all men. So we're not to issue out some kind of punishment because somebody offended us. He says, recompense to no man evil for evil. So if somebody hurt you, somebody said something to you, forgive them. Let them know, you know, I forgive you for what you said or what you did to me. And really mean that. When you mean it, you just let it go. You just throw it out of your mind and just let it go so that you won't be taxed and burdened down with that, because people can be taxed and burdened because of unforgiveness. Man's heart is sinful, and the first thing that he desires to do is to strike back when he is hurt or violated. For instance, somebody may, like in a marriage or a relationship, somebody cheats on you, somebody lies on you, somebody may hit you and slap you around or something. Of course, we don't want that happening, but that's an offense. And people take that to heart. I mean, they harbor those ill feelings towards somebody. And sometimes we can't forgive because we think so highly of ourselves that we think we need to reestablish our position. You might be thinking, who do you think you're talking to? You know, somebody, because you're proud and you have a spirit of pride, who do you think you're talking to? This is caused by pride that is still left in our hearts. So we actually have to ask God to remove that pride that is in us. It keeps us from being in the position that God would have us to be in. We don't have enough faith to let God handle some of these situations, so that's why we try to handle it ourselves. We have to have faith in God, faith to know that he said vengeance belongs to him. Not that you want somebody to be hurt or that you want somebody to be punished. That's the word of God. He said he's the one who will repay. So we don't have to go about trying to bring judgment or punish somebody because of what they did. And then the question is, how many times must we forgive someone for sinning against us? And Peter asked Jesus the same question, implying that a person only deserves so many chances. But Jesus replied, 70 times 7. That's a great deal of times. That's a lot of times to forgive somebody. 70 times 7. That's a lot of forgiveness. Sometimes we cannot forgive others because we just have seen others hold on to stuff, and people get into these conversations and they talk about all these offenses, and so they feel like it's a wonderful thing or it's something that we should be doing. It's holding on to grudges. So many times we need to stop the conversations about what somebody did to us. We have to stop those things, stop putting that stuff out into the atmosphere. So we have to forgive the other person as many times as God has forgiven us. So how many times have we offended God? How many times have we had to come and ask God to forgive us of things that we have done? God forgives us each and every time that we offend him, that we sin. So we have to think about what God has done, and because we're made in his image, we want to imitate him. We want to forgive people and let things go, because your life is going to be so much better because you have forgiven. The question is, what does unforgiveness do to us? It keeps us in a state of bitterness. I'm not trying to be in a state of bitterness, but I'm just saying us as a whole, people as a whole, it will keep you in a state of bitterness. We keep turning the offense over and over that hurt us in our mind, and it's always, you know, keeping it fresh, ready to strike out again. It's a vicious cycle when you have unforgiveness. The bitterness begins to causes you to be a bitter person, and you're always angry. Many people are angry out there. I've seen people in the body of Christ who just seem to have a angry attitude all the time. Just whenever you speak to, or just even looking at them, you can see anger and bitterness in their faces, and it's because they have held on to the offense. They have held on to what somebody did or said to them. We have to let it go. When unforgiveness is in our lives, it keeps us in bondage to past mistakes. If we don't forgive, we're always living in some past hurt. We constantly relive it in our minds. We never seem to get free from the anger, even when we want to, when you have unforgiveness in your heart. But we have to get to the place where, Lord, I really have to give this to you. And as we're going through our fast, I don't know who might be out there who needs to ask the Lord to help you to forgive somebody. But ask the Lord to help you so that you will have peace of mind. Unforgiveness keeps us in a place of guilt. A Christian who lives in the bondage of unforgiveness is also living in guilt. People know they must forgive, but don't want to do it. Some people carry this weight around, not being able to get rid of it, and it is a cause of problems for us. And some of the problems that we experience can be a physical problem. There are some people who have ulcers as a result of unforgiveness. I mean, that's a serious situation when you are so bitter that you have ulcers in your body, that you begin to feel the stress and the strain from the bitterness and the unforgiveness. Continuous anger will cause you to become mentally sick. Your mental capacity is negatively affected by unforgiveness. So unforgiveness causes problems in the lives of those who have unforgiveness. And spiritually, unforgiveness will cause you to drift away from God. That's very serious. When you begin to drift away from God because of your unforgiveness, anybody who is in the body of Christ who is holding on to grudges, you're not in right relationship with the Father. The question, the word that I want to say right now is, how do we forgive someone that hurt us so badly? How do we forgive someone who hurt us so badly? You know, there are people who are holding on to things that happened in high school, things that happened when they were children. Mind you, there are some things that have happened to people that are so hurtful. And even when I hear about some of the things that people have gone through, it makes me cry. I have cried listening to people talk about what has happened to them over the years, and they're holding on to that. Mind you, it can be a very deep hurt, a deep down situation that seems so difficult to let go, but we have to let it go. We have to pray and ask the Lord. You know, if you have to continuously say it over and over again, God, help me to forgive. God, help me to let it go. You know, eventually when you keep making the declaration that I am forgiving this person, that I have truly let this thing go, you have to sometimes repeatedly do this thing so that you will get it in your mind, in your heart, that that's what you really want to do, to let that go. So we need to earnestly pray for blessings for the people who have hurt us. Pray that God will bless them. So Romans 12 and 20 says, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. So we stop thinking of those who hurt us as enemies, and we start honestly seeking God for their good. You begin to pray for that person. I mean, it would be so beautiful for you to pray for somebody. You cannot pray for somebody to be blessed and still harbor ill feelings for them. So we have to earnestly pray for blessings in their lives. So it's hard to continue to be angry or unforgiving towards someone whom you are praying for earnestly, sincerely. We have to do this thing. So I'm sharing this because I know that there are some people in the body of Christ who are dealing with this unforgiveness. I mean, there are people in our families who are dealing with this thing. Many of our family members are not saved, but they are still dealing with unforgiveness. And so we pray that they will come to Jesus Christ to be able to learn how Jesus forgave them or forgives them or forgives us. He has forgiven us. All of us had to come and ask for forgiveness for the sins that we were committing against our Father. So we have to look to God as our example. this is just so special to know that God forgave those who killed his son. Can you do that? Would you be able to forgive somebody who killed your child? And I know there are people who have lost their loved ones to death, whether it be people have gotten shot. And it's hard for people to forgive, hard for people to get over that, you know. Even like the young girl, little girl that was shot by a stray bullet. It's hard for somebody to get over that. Their child is gone. But God forgave those who killed Jesus Christ. So we have to do the same. God does not allow the sin to be remembered anymore. God forgave us. I mean, that's so important to know that he forgave us. So we have to forgive the people around us, people who have hurt us. Some of us right now need to begin to ask the Lord to forgive us. And, I mean, forgive us for not forgiving and to help us to forgive those who are out there who we're holding a grudge against. We look to Jesus as our example. What did Jesus say while he was hanging on the cross? While he was experiencing the worst pain a person could experience, the blood was dripping from his hands and his flesh was tearing at the nails that he was hanging by. He was hanging on the cross by these nails. And he was going through excruciating pain. And I can almost sense his pain right now just thinking he was hanging on that cross. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You can say the same thing. You can say that about somebody who has hurt you. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they should not be saying those words. Some people who are angry, there are people who are in a place of unforgiveness, and that's why they lash out at you. That's why they lash out at me. That's why they lash out at other people. And they say things that are hurtful. They intentionally try to hurt you with their words. And words can hurt deeply. But the thing is, our words can change that. Our words of forgiveness. You can gently let somebody know, I forgive you for what you said to me. I forgive you for what you did to me. I forgive you because I want to be in right relationship with my Father God. If Jesus could forgive those who were killing him, we must forgive those who have hurt us. It was our sins that nailed him to that tree. Your sins and my sins. We serve a forgiving God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. The root of his love is forgiveness. How we view forgiveness will affect our relationship with him and with those around us. So if we wish to be spiritually healthy, if we wish to be free of condemnation, then we must forgive those who hurt us. Some of us need to experience the forgiveness of God today. We need to come to him once again and ask him to forgive us. So if you have that situation in your life right now, you can, if you will just come to him in faith, accepting the finished work of Christ on Calvary as the atonement for our sins. We all can know his wonderful forgiveness. Do we need to demonstrate the forgiveness of God today? Is there somebody here today who needs to demonstrate what God did in forgiving us? Do you need to do that to somebody out there that you know? So let us all today think about this. Break the bonds of unforgiveness today and be ready to forgive that person who has hurt you. We all need to be in that place right now. It may be a family member. It could be a coworker. It could be a business partner. It could be a fellow church member, whoever it is, think about it right now and ask the Lord to help you. If you can't do it on your own, you know you have the Holy Ghost in you. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, we need to have that anointing, the Holy Ghost, to destroy the yoke and bondage of unforgiveness right now. Remember, God loved us enough to send Jesus to earth as that sacrificial lamb for our sins. Jesus forgave those who were killing him. So we have to forgive those who have hurt us. So our fast starts tomorrow. So I hope that this word will marinate in your spirit as we study it more along with our other scriptures for our fast. We have to realize and recognize that the Lord has given us his word to help us in the lives that we're living today. Our other scripture is in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 11. And the word of God says this, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." So when we have joy, I mean, when we have love in our hearts, we are able to forgive those. I mean, these two scriptures, they go together so well as far as I'm concerned. You forgive because you have love, the love of God in your heart. You forgive because you know that God loves you and he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be free. There's freedom when we forgive. We are free. Yes, there's freedom to serve the Lord. There's freedom to even pray for those who have hurt us when we forgive them. We are free in God, in his word, when we forgive those who have hurt us, those who have offended us, and then we show the love of God. My God, I thank the Lord for his love. I thank God for loving me, for loving you, for loving each and every one of us. He loved us enough to send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And as we have been praying this year for our families, we know that God will draw those family members. We love our family members. And some of our family members can be kind of hurtful too. Some of our family members have said things that are so out of order, so crazy. But we have the Spirit of God in us. We have love in us. And we are able to forgive and forget about those things that the enemy has allowed somebody to offend us with. We're going to continue to trust in our Lord. We're going to continue to trust in his word. We're going to continue to live his word and do the things that God has called us to do, because many people are out there and they're watching us and they're looking at our lives and they're thinking about what we do and they see what we do and they try to pass judgment when we do wrong. So we want to show love and we want to show kindness and we want to truly forgive those who have offended us and show the love of God. My God, my God. Lord, we just thank you so much for this word. I pray, God, today that this word has been good for our spirits and our souls and that we will grow up more and more in you, God, that we will rise up, oh God, and use your word, oh God, to help us in the lives that we're living, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray that you will have your way in our lives. Have your way to help us, oh God. We know that the Holy Spirit is there to teach us all things, oh God. And we pray and thank you, God, today for each and every one who is here. We pray that each and every one of us will continue to look to you for the answers, oh God. Lord, those of us who have that bitterness in our hearts, we ask you, Lord, to help to remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, Mokosheta, every stronghold, we pull it down right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Halakosheta, Ikilelelelashita, Mokolelelelashata, Mekita. My God, we rise up in you, God, because we know that you're the one and only wise God who has blessed us to even have forgiveness in our lives. So I pray, Lord, today for each and every one who is struggling. There are those who are struggling right now, just wondering just how can they forgive the person who offended them. I pray, God, today that they will let it go. They will give it to you, God, and that they will go and get it straight, God. Lord, you told us in your word that the man came to give his gift on the altar, but he laid his gift on the altar, went and got it straight, and then came back and presented his gift to you. So, Lord, help us to present our gifts to you with holiness, with righteousness, with peace, Lord. We know, Father, today that you're the one who can help us. So we thank you, Lord, for your help. Your help is all that we need right now. So we thank you for it. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen. I hope that if you're out there and you need to do what has been shared today, that you will go ahead and Ask the Lord to help you to get that straight so that your prayers will not be hindered when you come to Jesus Christ. So right now, I just make our declaration today. I decree that every evil and wicked demonic spirit that is out there, every word that has been spoken against us is rejected. It shall not come to pass. We reject everything that the enemy has spoken through somebody, whoever it is, in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree this morning that we shall rejoice in the Lord and that we shall resist the devil and he flees from us. I decree that we shall delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I thank everyone who is here. I pray that you will continue to have a blessed life. And that we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he makes our feet like hinds' feet. He will make us to walk upon those high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will come back tomorrow and see what God has for us and what we have for the Lord. We come to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. If there's anything that you needed as far as prayer, just trust the Lord. We have been praying even before we got to the line this morning. We have been praying. There were prayers that went forth before the word went forth. So we, if you had something individual that you needed, trust the Lord. Praise him and thank him that it is coming to pass right now. Amen. Go in peace and have a wonderful day. Adios.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow and the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is V. A-L-L-E-Y. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904 8591022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.